Jellyfish are radiant, ebullient blobs of mirth with merry dispositions from the moment of their birth. Though they know their every motion is dependent on the tides, they laugh with such abandon that they almost split their sides. Their humor is infectious, and as aimlessly they drift, their buoyant effervescence gives the neighborhood a lift. Jellyfish possess the gift of fundamental glee, as am I. There's no creature half as happy at the bottom of the sea. Hi everybody, welcome to Story Zest. I'm your host Lady Dawn, and for new listeners among us, this is a podcast in which I recite whimsical poems and short stories to brighten up your day or evening. I keep the episodes short and sweet, cause ain't nobody got time for a long read, no pun intended. So if you're a lover of charm and slay, stay tuned, because with no further ado, here's a new story bite for you. Now let me tell you about all the things I did when I was a little kid. My sisters were shiny, her hair was too long, so I trimmed just a little and nothing felt wrong. I clipped off her bangs, I snipped a bit more. Small slivers of doll hair littered my floor. I got lost in the cutting, y'all. She loved her new bob. I was a hairdresser doing my job at a fancy salon until my mom called. I looked down at my doll and I saw, oh, she was bald. And after that, when my mom sent me upstairs without something to eat, I met a dragon face to face. The year when I was 10, I took a trip to outer space. I braved a pirate's den. I wrestled with a wicked troll and fought a great white shark. I trailed a rabbit down a hole and hunted for a snark. I stowed aboard a submarine. I opened magic doors. I traveled in a time machine and searched for dinosaurs. I climbed atop a giant's head. I found a pot of gold. I did all this in books I read when I was 10 years old. I know a very, very fancy restaurant where we all can go for lunch or brunch. They have grasshopper gumbo, iguana tail tarts, toad a la mode, pickled pelican parts, elephant gelatin, frog fricassee, puree of platypus, boiled bumblebee, porcupine pudding, steamed centipede skins, squid soccer sundaes, fried flying fish fins, meadow mouse morsels, cracked crocodile crunch. The school cafeteria serves them for lunch. Speaking of lunch and food, you guys, waffles give me sniffles, chicken makes me itch, toffee gives me toothaches, tacos make me twitch, hot dogs give me fevers, ice cream give me chills. If I nibble candy bars, I'm green around the gills. Pancakes make me queasy, spaghetti makes me sneeze. As soon as I eat pizza, I get a weird disease. Peanuts give me pimples, popcorn hurts my throat. One taste of macaroni, my body starts to bloat. Raisins give me rashes, bananas make me shake. If I buy the burger, I get a bellyache. The moment I try chocolate, I lose a little hair. Broccoli has no effect, it's thoroughly unfair. Thank you for taking the time to listen to Story Zest. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Like, support and subscribe. It's for free, and with your support this podcast grows with glee. If you pin back your ears before bed with delight, good night, don't let the spiders bite. If you listen during the day, a little Story Zest is always a sunny ray. Questions or requests, leave a voice memo, send a DM on the gram to Story Zest, or mail me to storyzestladydawn@gmail.com if you will. Goodbye everybody. So long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen!